Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
WEEI HD2 Lawrence and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, kid. All I want for Christmas is my two new hips.
On WAAF.
All right. Time now to take a listen to the Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 494 hours or something along those lines.
Tuesday, 3:16 p.m.
Hey, I saw that they had only three of the four horsemen for the Bruins at the Winter Classic today. By any chance, did Cam ask LB to show up and he ended up in Gardner?
End of message.
I was wondering why Bobby Orr wasn't there. You know?
No B. Orr.
Locked his keys in his
yes,
car?
Yes, thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry, Bobby.
Great game, though. I love watching the Winter Classic. It was and it was great to see it at Notre Dame. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Bees escape with a win.
Yep.
And so... It was well done.
Reminds me of my first Winter Classic when I blacked out during the third period and had to ask my friend Kim after the game, did we win?
Nice.
Yes, I remember that.
Remember that?
You were on more than a hard cider that day.
I think I was drinking. You guys had done, I think, a broadcast.
Yes, we did a broadcast that morning on Lansdowne Street.
And then the first, our pal, Naughty Donnie, formerly Donnie 3-0, had handed me a shot of Jameson at 10:03.
Yeah.
And then every time we got up to go to the bathroom, I was like, well, might as well grab two more beers since we're up.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, after the end of the second period, I just don't remember anything.
We have some audio of you doing the JMO shot.
If you're not, if you're driving, but feel free to toast along with us.
Absolutely. You know what? Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a big drinker.
It's like burning your lungs.
It's burning your lungs. Feels good to me.
I mean, is Anderson Cooper never really done a shot?
Are we
supposed to believe that? Like we believe that on a random middle of the day, Elizabeth Warren goes and pops a beer
right.
from her refrigerator
right.
at
yeah.
the house all the time? Mm.
Tuesday, 5:30 p.m.
Hey, kids, where is everybody? I'm down here in Hingham at Notre Dame Academy. Thought the Winter Classic was today, kids.
End of message. 5:35 a.m.
Look who's back. You know, the president stayed in Washington down the White House trying to get things straightened out during the holidays. No, not Greg Hill or the guys. They took off for almost 2 weeks. You guys going to be all right for that grueling stretch leading up to that long weekend for Martin Luther King Day? I certainly hope so. Welcome back, everybody. Happy New Year.
End of message.
Yeah, I'm back. I mean, I got a whole nother... What do I get for vacation? Is it 5 weeks?
5 weeks, bud.
So I got a whole nother 5 weeks to use now. I don't know when I'll use the first one. Maybe
how about next week?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like,
No, we got to work for a couple of months straight.
I mean, we're going to be forced to take a holiday off for MLK Day. We usually have off, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll be forced to take that holiday. But
I know it's hard. Maybe you can podcast.
Maybe I'll take some kind of a bro trip in February someplace.
St. Barth?
Maybe St. Barth?
Yeah.
Maybe. Someplace nice.
5:48 a.m.
Hey, has anyone checked on Derek, the Steelers fan, to make sure he's still alive? Or make sure he's not going to go in some quarter binge? Just checking on him.
End of message.
He didn't sound too good. He's very
really. I
very
thought he sounded he's actually upset. More positive than he usually
did. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
5:52 a.m.
I can't believe LB's actually getting surgery to make his story of why he couldn't go to the Winter Classic with that dude legitimate. LB just didn't want to go with you, buddy. And now you're making him get surgery to make his story legit.
End of message.
LB having surgery today. And we'll get an update as soon as we can and share that information with you. And he told me that he expects that maybe he could be back by Monday.
6:06 a.m.
It's January 2nd, and my ear is already ruined because I had to listen to Scott from Weymouth.
End of message.
Somebody was tweeting that they decided in the new year they're no longer going to listen to this show. Mm-hmm. Because of Scott from Weymouth.
Oh, just because of Scott. Yeah,
well, I mean, there's a lot of other reasons you could not listen to the right, show. Yeah. I mean, hi, I'm Danielle.
6:14 a.m.
Liz Warren's running for president. Come on. Who the hell's going to help her out? What country's going to help her out? Venezuela? Come on. I'll take Russia over Venezuela in a cyber war any day. Right, Hillman?
End of message.
I mean, probably has as good of a chance as any other Democrat.
Sure.
Do you think?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just wish that she would have explored this a little sooner and not run for another term. I think that's irresponsible. You know you have presidential aspirations. She didn't just wake up and decide last week, let's put together an exploratory committee. I'm sure this has been in the works for a while. And now she's going to be out of the state constantly campaigning.
Well, she was out of the state constantly anyway.
I know, previous. But now it's even worse.
But so you're saying that it was irresponsible of her to run this last go-round mm-hmm. just a month and a half ago mm-hmm. or 2 months ago
yeah.
when she knew that she was going to be running yeah. for president.
If your job is to serve your constituents and you can't do that, what are you doing? That's a disservice to the people of the Commonwealth.
Elizabeth Warren will be the first. She did very badly in proving that she was of Indian heritage. That didn't work out too well. I think you have more than she does, and maybe I do too, and I have nothing. So, we'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
Oh. Here's somebody, 978 text. Person says, spot on, Danielle.
Thank you.
Political sides aside, I think those that are in government should not be allowed to serve while running for another office.
I agree. Yeah.
You do, Chef.
I completely agree. Yeah. And some do. Some give up their seat to run.
Right, yes.
And I think that is the responsible thing to do.
Correct.
But then again, how many people, Greg, you run this radio show, but then you also run your empire of
right.
restaurants.
Right.
You know, so what, you should give up one because you have to concentrate on the other?
Well, probably do both. Jobs,
you know, running. She's got a team, like every politician
yeah.
does. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily listen. And I'm not saying this in a facetious way. I don't know how many days she spent doing actual constituent work here in Massachusetts during the last term. Anyway, so I don't.
But isn't her job to be in Washington? To do work for us?
Yes, yes. Not in Iowa, you mean? She's going yeah. to be making several trips this month to Iowa.
Yes.
Yes.
To meet the people of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
6:24 a.m.
You know, my favorite memory of Major Dick was when he was interviewing a Miss Mantown candidate who was about to perform her fake oath, but Greg had to squeeze in the traffic. So Major says, yeah, Pike is busy. Back to you.
Message. Yes.
Yeah. Man, I'm really upset.
I know.
Good friend of ours and guy who was a big part of this show for a long time, Joe Stapleton, Major Dick, passed away unexpectedly yesterday. And one of the funnier people I've ever encountered in radio. And,
very much so.
And just a super nice guy and... had a great acting career, was in a lot of movies, and I had to explain this earlier for those who are under the age of 90, like me, but years ago, the only way to get the traffic report was to hear it on the radio.
Right.
There was no such thing as Waze.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we used to have a traffic guy. And we called him Major Dick.
Genius.
Yep.
He was flying around Theater of the Mind style in the AAF 16. And got that horrible news yesterday. So obviously, we're thinking about his family.
Yes.
Eve, just tell them what they want to know.
Yeah, that's for Mystic River.
That's Mystic River, yeah. He was the dad in Mystic River.
Yeah.
Brew Pigeon.
Of the, where the Sean Penn's daughter was supposed to be staying over.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is going to wrap up Hill Mail this morning.